You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Energy Intuition Transformation with Sue Williams. Sue Williams. Live from holistic-health.au.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Energy Intuition Transformation
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, beautiful soul, and welcome to Energy Intuition Transformation. I'm Sue Williams, the Spirit Psychic. And can I just say, can you feel that? Because something has shifted in the past few weeks. Have you felt like you were maybe pushing through wet concrete? Conversations maybe going sideways, plans stalling, technology misbehaving, yes, and decisions that simply would not move. There's a real cosmic reason for that. Mercury has been retrograde in Cancer since June 29th, and Mercury retrograde is famous for exactly that kind of energy. Delays, miscommunications, things just held in suspension. The sense that no matter how hard you push, the universe simply is not ready to let things go. But on July 23rd, 2026, Mercury has stationed direct. And for many of us, it has felt exactly like a dam breaking. Oh, I know it has for me. And things that were stuck are suddenly moving. Yay! And decisions that were pending are resolving. Plans that felt frozen are thawing. And conversations that needed to happen are finally happening. And if you've been feeling a sudden rush of movement in your life this week, in your work, your relationships, your finances, or maybe your creative projects, well, that is not a coincidence. That is the cosmic current restoring itself. And the energy that arrived this week to meet that, well, the card that I have drawn, well, it is perfect. And the deck this week for my Oracle card segment is one that I love using, and I was drawn to use it again for this show. I've shown it to you before, and it's the Spirit Animal Oracle by Colette Baron Reid. And the beautiful card that I drew this week, which is just so opportune, is Coyote Spirit. And the little message is trust in divine detours, which is so perfect. Now, Coyote is the trickster, the shapeshifter, the one who teaches through chaos, through unexpected turns, through the moments when life absolutely does not go according to plan. Coyote does not believe in straight lines. Coyote believes in the scenic route. And Coyote, well, Coyote knows something that anxious, plan-clutching minds often forget. The detour is not the problem. The detour is the path. So think about the Mercury retrograde period that just passed. Think about everything that felt delayed or derailed and ask yourself honestly, were any of those detours actually protecting you? Were any of those delays creating space for something better to align? Because that is exactly what Coyote Spirit is here to illuminate. Those weren't obstacles. Those were divine detours. Every twist, every delay, every moment when you threw your hands up and said, "Why is nothing moving?" Well, Coyote was there, ears pricked, guiding you along a path for your linear mind, the one that couldn't yet see the wisdom of what was happening. And now with Mercury direct and the dam broken open, you get to see where those detours were actually leading you. Trust what is emerging, especially if it looks different from what you originally planned. And there's something else about coyote spirit, something else it brings. One of the most liberating teachings in the entire oracle. Coyote invites you to lighten up, not in a dismissive way, but in a deeply wise understanding that our grip on outcomes, our insistence that life unfold in a particular way, is often the very thing that makes the journey harder than it needs to be. Coyote has a sense of humour about the human condition. Can you look back at the past few weeks, at the delays, the frustrations, and the moments of pure, "Are you kidding me?" and find even a flicker of absurd comedy in them? Because when we can laugh at the detour, even a little, we loosen our resistance. And when we loosen our resistance, we start to flow. The universe was not punishing you when things went sideways. It was choreographing something special, and the choreography required you to take three steps left before you could leap forward. And you have done the three steps left. And guess what? The leap is coming. So let's take some time now to settle into this energy for this week's meditation. And of course, please don't listen to this while driving or operating machinery. And if you need to focus right now, keep your eyes open and return to this meditation with the replay. So when you're ready, and if it is safe to do so, just gently close your eyes. Take a slow, deep breath in and a long, releasing exhale. Again, breathe in. And let go. Let your shoulders drop. Let the urgency of the past few weeks begin to soften. Now imagine yourself on a path through open country. It's dusk, that golden liminal hour between day and night when everything glows just a little. Now you've been walking this path for a while. And you have a destination in mind, something that you've been working toward, hoping for, moving in the direction of. But up ahead, you notice the path curves. Not where you expected it to go, not the way your map said it would. And there, sitting right at the bend in the path, watching you with amber eyes and a look of absolute knowing, is Coyote. She doesn't speak, but her gaze says everything. Trust me. Follow me. So now take a breath and follow. As you round the bend, you notice the landscape opening up in ways you didn't expect. There are things here that you wouldn't have seen on the straight path. Beauty you would have missed. Openings you didn't know existed. And slowly it becomes clear. The detour wasn't taking you away from your destination. It was taking you forward to a better version of it. So place your hand on your heart and say silently, I trust the detours. I trust the path. I trust what is now beginning to flow. And just breathe that in. Let Coyote's knowing smile settle something deep, deep within you. And when you're ready, slowly and gently return. Wiggle your fingers and toes. Take another deep breath. And if they are closed, slowly open your eyes and return to your full awareness. And now for this coming week, here is a ritual that I call the release and flow practice. And it honours both the retrograde that has passed and the flow that is now returning. Now you'll need a small piece of paper and somewhere to safely burn, bury or release it to water. Write down one thing from the retrograde period that frustrated you. Maybe a delay, a derailment, a moment of, oh, why won't this move? Then beneath it, write, I release this. I trust the detour it was. I welcome what is flowing now. And then release the paper by burning it safely, by burying it in the soil, or by placing it in running water. And as you do, take a deep breath in, and on the exhale, consciously let go of the frustration attached to that experience. It served its purpose, and now the detour is complete. And now, on a fresh piece of paper, write one thing you want to call in now that the flow has returned. One intention. One door you are ready to walk through and place it somewhere visible for the next week ahead. And note now that Coyote has done her work. Now it is your turn to move. So, Coyote Spirit, trust in divine detours. What a card for this extraordinary moment. The retrograde is over, the dam has broken, the flow has returned. And it was all, every single bit of it, in service of what is now beginning. So if you feel called to explore what is opening up for you right now, of course, as always, you can connect with me at holistic-health.au. And of course, you're always welcome to say hi through the contact form. So thank you so much for being here with me today for this week's show. And until next time, as always, have a blessed week, a flowing week. Stay open, stay grounded, and follow where Coyote leads. Bye for now.